Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Guys, how's your health? That's what the Men's Health Trust has been asking you to think about in this, the inaugural Men's Health Week. With us now is Colleen Thurston, the chair of the Men's Health Trust.
Well, Colleen, welcome along. Tell me how you first got involved with the Men's Health Trust.
Well, originally, a urologist well known in Auckland asked me if I could help raise some money for prostate cancer. Then, unfortunately, my husband had a stroke, and I realised that there had to be something done for men. There was nothing available around there for men and their health.
Yeah, I've actually had a couple of friends who've had strokes in the last 2 years, and I was astonished to find out how common it is. Second biggest cause of death.
It's very common. People don't realise how common it is.
We've been hearing a lot, you know, over the course of the week. We've been hearing a lot about two men die of preventable illness each day. Is that correct?
Well, according to the statistics, yes, it is correct.
So, and I mean, a lot of these are what I presume heart attacks and things like that. Are they preventable as such?
Well, all a heart, stroke, all sorts of illnesses that people end up with are preventable if they look after their health. I'm not talking about cancer because sometimes there's no return on cancer, but there is a return on cancer if you get it early. But men with strokes, heart, hyperventilation, all those sorts of things can be prevented or can be helped if they go to their doctor earlier when they start to feel something's not right in their body or themselves or mentally or whatever it may be.
And what will the doctor test them on there? Because you've got this concept of a warrant of fitness that men should go every year to.
Well, I believe that. Well, you take your car in to be a warrant of fitness, don't you?
Yes.
So therefore, why don't you take your body in to be warrant of fitness? I mean, you go there and you have your blood test. You go and have a blood test. You get your blood pressure taken by your doctor. You get all the general things that they check you. If it's an annual checkup and you're happy with it, they will do a prostate check as well, which I think is also important for all males.
From any particular age?
Well, we say from 40 upwards, but I'm saying that you must go for the actual checkup for yourself at any stage, in an earlier age, roundabout start taking it at 25, because most men, a majority of men, have a partner at 25 and are starting to have children, a career, and things like that. And then, of course, they end up with a mortgage, so they forget about it.
How many of those things did you have at 25? I'm just wondering, Russell.
I don't think I had any of those things at 25.
I think Russell and I are late bloomers, perhaps.
Well, you'll be surprised.
we know, again, we hear that it's very hard, that men won't go to the doctor when we're sick. We're actually taking a leap here, aren't we? We're saying, well, not only should you go to the doctor when you're sick, you should also go when you're well. That must be quite
that
a hard
correct.
Message for men to start listening to. I mean, are we jumping too far ahead, do you think?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, women do it. Women go and have a mammogram every year, and when they have that, they have a general checkup. So why can't men do that? Why can't men go in and have a prostate check and have their general checkup at the same time? Women do it. Why can't men?
So have you worked out, are there specific and effective ways of getting men over the hump and getting them to the doctor? Because it is difficult, isn't it?
Well, Men's Health Trust New Zealand is trying to, and we are succeeding, we think, to make you aware that there is health problems today with men. I mean, you know, as I said earlier, women are quite happy to go and do it. They pick a date, and usually it's either their wedding anniversary, their birthday, child's birthday, or whatever, and they make that as a regular date for that year. Men don't do that, so the wives are in behind now and starting to do that and make sure that the men do go.
Now, I mean, women have a lot of help in terms of getting along to the doctor, and there's a lot of, for a start, targeted advertising on television saying women go to the doctor, go and get your smear test, go and get your mammograms. They also get letters in the mail saying you're due for your regular this and regular that. Men get nothing. We're out on our own, aren't we? Is the problem that we need a little bit more systemic support, you know, government support perhaps?
Well, not only government, but I think the support of the general practitioner, for instance, sending out a letter out to the patient and saying it's your annual checkup or something like that. But I think that gradually getting the message through, and it's becoming more focused on men and how healthy are they and what we can do for them or what you can do for yourself. I mean, it's up to you really at the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, also the other thing is we have to pay, you know, men have to pay for it. There's no subsidised scheme. Again, there's no government support. Do you think
that... But women have to pay for it too, outside, because men don't have anything at the moment for prostate cancer. That hasn't been tackled by the government, and nobody has approached the government for payment or subsidy for it. But I'm picking that in due time, we ourselves will lobby the government for something that goes along those lines, whether it be for health, for prostate, or maybe their stroke or their rehabilitation. I'm not quite sure. But I think that somewhere along the line, there will be some help for men. And we are plugging for that. That's our ambition, to make sure that they become aware of what's going on.
Are you working with doctors, organisations as well, to get that Warren the Fitness idea across? Because it's quite a nice masculine idea, you know.
Yes, we do it for your car. We have a Dr. Graham Washer is head of our medical team and on the trust as well. And he is very much, we've got a new forming of medical team, and we're going to go through into the workplace, to the commercial area. We've just had an insurance company come on board with us, and they are going to, we will then work this corporate sponsorship into the workplace, where we are able to get into there, give the men the message like we did the other day at Caltex.
What sort of response, I mean, what have you been doing over the course of the week?
Well, of course, Men's Health New Zealand launched the opening of the Men's Health Week for 2010, and it was a launch actually, because this is the first time in New Zealand that we've ever done anything like this, or it has been brought to the attention of men. I mean, you know, breast cancer have done it for a long time, and lots of other organisations, but this is the first time for men.
We have had things like Movember and Blue September and these sort of various organisations. I mean, do you think that we run the risk of spreading ourselves a bit thin and having three different types of men's health weeks?
Movember is involved with prostate cancer,
and mental illness.
And those areas that are, like, for instance, let's take for instance, the Stroke Foundation or the Leukemia Foundation, they stay in that area. They cannot branch out. Whereas Men's Health New Zealand is like the umbrella that is there for everybody, for every type of health that there is a problem of. We're the umbrella where you can come to us and look up on our website and see whether there is whatever it is that's wrong with you or you think might be wrong with you, and you can go to one of our links and we will link you up to the next one, and then you will follow on from there.
Fantastic. Great work, and I hope this week has gone well, and look forward to it building from, you know, next year onwards. If you'd like more information, pop along to you.org.nz. That's you.org.nz.
Colleen Thurston of the Men's Health Trust there, and that web address again, you.org.nz, because it's all about you. After the break, Tammy Nielsen, Stealing Hearts, and our awards.